The whooping crane experiment has had trouble getting adult birds to reproduce at Nisida, possibly because of a black fly population bothering the whoopers. So Jeb Barzin of the International Crane Foundation says for the first time in the 10-year program, most of the chicks hatched at the foundation's site in Baraboo or a federal refuge in Maryland won't be brought to Nisida this summer. Barzin says that's so the young cranes will be less likely to come back to Nisida when returning from the southern U.S. next spring.
We don't think it's prudent to release more birds at Nisida if it's a problem that can't be overcome through management actions. So what we are trying to do this year is create a situation where we release birds in other places outside of the Nisida area where presumably black flies might not be as much of a problem.
Barzin won't say what other wetland sites are being considered, except the plan is to stay in Wisconsin. Last year, some black fly population counts were also done at Horicon Marsh. Barzin says scientists are trying to artificially lower the fly population at Nisida to improve nesting success, and if that works, some birds may be raised at Nisida and then taken elsewhere to be released. The changes in the experiment come as wildlife officials are announcing a success. Nisida Refuge Manager Doug Stoller says three crane chicks hatched there this week, including the first from an adult pair making their initial nesting attempt. But Stoller says that chick can't be found and may be dead. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.